Our expert today is Bruce C. Carter, who's also known as the Relentless Voice, who has mentored over 500,000 youth and is the recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Award. His journey from challenges to triumph makes him the perfect guide for fathers seeking to make a lasting impact on their children's lives. He communicates different concepts about the Johnson Amendment that I encourage everyone to look up everything they can about Johnson as a president. So if you go online, you can check that out under the Johnson Amendment, and that'll help you, and we'll also put information in our action guide for you. Valuable and free information from experts are contained in the short 7 to 15 minute podcast. We want to help people understand the various end time threats and provide real-time solutions along with the tools needed for their friends, families, and businesses to survive. Followers of our channel can receive a free action guide on each topic weekly. We hope that these guides will help people prepare for the serious threats we all face at this time in history. Hey, good afternoon. This is John White, the host of The Worldwide Threat. Today, the topic of our threat is called The Main Threat to the Democratic Party is Black Men. And our expert is Bruce Carter, who's going to tell us all about that. Bruce is a expert and a relentless voice in this mission. And so today he's going to share with us what that's all about. And so welcome to the show, Bruce. How are you, brother?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is just ask you a few questions. You can just kind of give us your wisdom and help my audience understand what's going on. So my first question is, in this journey you're in, about the American family in this book that you wrote called Becoming the Best Dad, A Father's Guide. How did you really get involved in this ministry and all this traveling you've been telling me you've been doing growing across the country?
Man, in 2007, I started mentoring kids due to the dropout rate in Waco, Texas. And in mentoring the kids, you would start to find out, well, this child didn't have a father or this child lived with the grandmother. And so you realize that family structure was broken. And that was one of the biggest dynamics as I found as to be consistent. And then what I wanted to do was better understand the why. You know, why is a father not taking care of his child? Where is the mother in this case? And so that work led me to mentoring kids for about 10 years. And this is before I became politically inclined to understand some of the policies and history that had basically destroyed the Black nucleus family. And we can get into that later, but I'm talking about the LBJ and the thought process behind not having men around, but giving out subsidies that would, you know, give a woman or a mother false empowerment. And so a lot of families deteriorated based on the data that I researched.
What do you mean by false empowerment? Tell us about that.
Well, you know, for those that are believers, the Bible talks about not being able to destroy a home when the strong man is there. So when you take the man, the father out of a situation, then you're going to have certain things that happen to the children. And in the mid 60s, I wasn't born, but according to history, that was one of LBJ's requirements to get certain assistance is that the father couldn't be in the home. And so now you have a mother who has a place to stay. She's able to get groceries, but she can never go up a ladder of success. And when you remove the man or the father, you now have started a generation of issues that are now still propelling the Black communities.
Man, that is some valuable information. So, but you told me you've been traveling across the country for what, 15 months?
Well, I wish it was just that, yes. So what I've done is I've done multiple tours over the last 8 years. And in 2016 is when I decided I wanted to know why things weren't working from a political standpoint. And, you know, the history's out there, and we'll give you some links to get more of it. But being ignorant to politics, I started supporting Bernie Sanders after having a conversation with my daughter in 2016. That was in the primaries. And by the time we got to the general, I was supporting Trump. Wow. And in that, I traveled through 40 states that election cycle. And when I left Philadelphia, went to L.A., and I saw the poverty and the homelessness And all these urban cores have been led by Democrats. And that made me say, I do not want to be a Democrat because I don't want to be poor and I don't want to live in a crime-ridden area. But now I needed to understand why that was happening and how I could address it. So actually, it's been a total of 8 years, 2,700 plus hotel stays to get to a point to say, here's how we solve the issues. And one of that is, I believe, are the Democrat Party to where they rebuild their platform different. And it's not to enslave blacks or poverty, people living in poverty as their voting bloc. And so that's been my mission. And that was one of the things that that I worked on this past 15 months was to educate black men on why they had to get involved and why they needed to be the main people who make decisions on voting in different places. So eventually their mothers and their daughters and their children would follow them because they had became so involved with the Democrat process.
Enemy has been trying to emasculate the black men anyway, all throughout history. And so, you know, a lot of time the women just had to step up, and maybe that's part of it. They just had to step up to take care of the family. But what kind of led you to write this book, Becoming the Best Dad, A Father's Guide?
I was in this past election cycle. I was in Wisconsin educating, and I was meeting with a city manager in Kenosha. And that city manager said, we were talking about fathers and some of the issues that why we had so much crime and violence amongst our young black males. And I said, you know, a lot of these young kids, they hate their fathers because there's no relationship. So they're full of anger. And the very minute they have an altercation or something with a black male, it's like, I don't care. And it's okay for them to shoot each other and commit crimes against each other. And so that city administrator said, man, if you can address and build up fathers, you will be an American hero. So I'm thinking, I didn't go to the military. I'm not going now because I'm old. So if I can become an American hero by building fathers, I can take this on. And just through the research and the data allowed me to put the book together, you know, relatively easily based on what I already knew. And being a father of five daughters and a son, I understand how important it is as I've gotten older. And so now my goal is to take a father. If you're a zero, I want to build five-star fathers. If you're a three, I want to get you to a five-star. If you're a four, I want to get you to a five-star. And then I believe we will now have strong people within our communities who can lead in mentoring, who can lead in other organizations versus just having a person out there who wants to be seen and heard. But you got someone to know that even if I'm not the biological father, I can serve as a dad because it's going to make my children safer and my community safer.
That's great stuff. And so the fruit of that is, I guess the book is also kind of a step-by-step guide to help these guys figure out how to get in that direction, right?
Correct. So we will utilize the book kind of as a lightning rod or guidance for the journey. And I call it a journey because it's not something that's going to be fixed in a conversation with your child. You got to earn this. But the good thing about it is designed hypothetically, John. Let's say a gentleman's in there. His name is Tyrone. Tyrone will now ask his children, a child, what does he need to do to become a five-star? Because they may have rated him as a three. And now you're not out here guessing what you have to do. Your child has said, this is what I need and want from you. And now we will help guide you to accomplish that. If that's your real desire, is to be what I always like to say, a committed, engaged, and active father. And if you do that, then you will be an honored grandfather and you will be a well-covered great-great-grandfather because you've been around your children and they have the respect that your legacy needs to see.
What I'm getting from this, actually from the spirit, is you're actually raising up a whole new battlefield against the enemy. And that's exciting to hear because of everything we've had to live. And as you're not as old as I am, you're still a young guy. But we're living in the craziest times I think I've ever seen. So it's really a ministry to reach these guys. The title of this thing about this threat to the Democratic Party, and we talked about that a little bit, how do you think they, as people that you even probably know that are in that party, are receiving this content?
Well, I think that after this past election, that they are open to listen and understand based on how bad they were defeated. And I have put out some information in mass quantity and no major pushback. Matter of fact, I'm meeting with a Democrat gentleman who's the mayor pro tem of Dallas here a little later, because he's talking about now the condition of black men, the amount of black men that's homeless in the streets of Dallas. Well, that number didn't just miraculously change.
Right.
But I think they understand that this could, what we've seen happen at a national level, hopefully we can make it happen at local levels in the Philadelphias, the Memphis, the Detroit, the Chicago's, the Atlanta's. Because if we're able to do that, I believe that some of the carnage as far as the loss of life will change.
Yes.
Because once again, people need to know they're valuable at every level in our country.
I don't know how much sleep you're getting. Probably not a lot. In just a minute or so, just tell me how, if you're speaking directly to a black family or a family that's kind of fatherless, how you can give them some peace.
I just tell them my story. And my story is simple. I didn't grow up with my father, but I grew up with a village. I had my mom, my grandmother, my great-grandmother. I had my uncles, my great-uncles. Then I had my coaches. And because I was so loved, it allowed me to love people. And that when a child doesn't have that, they become bitter. And then, of course, you know, when you get the love of Christ, as you get older, then you know you're okay. So we have to guide these children until they can see and understand the word for themselves. But at every level, we have to let them know, I let them know anyway, that it's because of God's grace that I'm even here, because sometimes I don't want to do the job. But then, so people are open to the fact that you are there giving your time, because I'm not there based on a grant. I'm not there based on a candidate or a political party. This is a mission that I've invested, you know, 8 years of my life directly on the road, but I've now 17 years into wanting people to be better. And so for that reason, especially with the black males that I encounter who are not a part, a lot of them want to be that, but they don't know how. Now they have child support issues. They have, and in Wisconsin, a child support, if you miss four payments, can become a felony. So now you have people with these felonies on their record, which encompasses them getting good jobs to be able to sustain themselves. So what has worked for me is the heart. Once they get to the point where they know that I really, really care, then they're a lot more receptive and they're open to being a part and participating.
Well, are you feeding into the pastors and churches with this information so they can get their mind wrapped around more than they can do at the pulpit other than just what they are doing? Are they getting this information with what you're doing in this ministry?
I have a couple of pastors who has been very active in Wisconsin and coming to our gatherings and offering support with their buildings. But, you know, if I look at it from a truthful standpoint, our country, the church has in many eyes been a failure in the last 20, 25 years, the actual local church. And so when you bring pastors in, I have found that the male is so not into talking to church or about a pastor because of all the bad behaviors that they see on a regular basis. So in these meetings, when we gather, we're gathering just as brothers. But they know that for me, they know it's through Christ, but I also have to live that life. You know, I don't drink, I don't curse, I don't use profanity. So I can at least hold up to a system that they can respect. And I don't have to worry about outside influences, what that church might do or that pastor or this pastor, that will break away until that man receives that solid foundation. Once he has the solid foundation, he can withstand whatever because he understands his value and what he must do to be the full man that God has put him on this earth to be.
Well, we're in a spiritual battle, and you know it just like I do it. We battle not with flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's been doing a pretty good job of it. And
yes.
Right now, there's this meeting we had last night, talked about there's more people getting in revival these days than ever before. And so I'm hoping that pastors throughout the country will hear this message through our audience, and that it'll touch their heart, that they got to open their heart differently to how to deal with the families, how to deal with a family that doesn't have a father figure in it, and how important that is. I think maybe they think they know how, but maybe people like you can make a difference, and we're going to do our best to get this information out to these guys because they need to hear it, because that family eroding is horrible. A friend of ours just told us last night there's a bunch of churches that she knows of, and I think it was New York. They're just going out of business. And if they're going out of business, then there's no place for any of these people to go. And so finally, my final question is, give me about a two-minute recap about the book, where we can find the book. I know it's on your website, but I really like to let people know about this book, Becoming the Best Dad, A Father's Guide. Maybe a family can pick it up and they can reach back out to the men.
So one, it's simple now. You just go to becomingthebestdad.com. Okay. We're going to put it on other platforms. And we call it a guide. So it's not to just sell a book or the guide. It's to make sure that you're part of the process.
Yeah.
So the process encompasses what we have. Maybe it's virtual meetings. We're looking to open a headquarters in Kenosha, Wisconsin,
right,
where we deal with barriers. So just giving someone a book or a guide doesn't always work, because a lot of people just, they don't read. So sometimes you got to be able to walk them through the process where there's application. So for me, it's the application and how we have them apply it that's going to create the difference. And for my goal for next year is to create or develop 2025 five-star fathers. That's number one.
Wow,
and so they will be, we will be traveling to the city of where fathers are. We'll look at the barriers. For instance, as I said, child support is a big one. So we're going to put together a production studio where they can produce T-shirts, laser engraving, things they can do to knock down some of this child support. And when, to be that five-star father we're talking about, if you have a child support issue, it's paid off. I know one father who owes $112,000 child support, because when he went to prison, they still was charging him child support. And then the interest is half of what the actual child support. Well, his children are now 34 and 35, but he has this debt, which now has a lien on his home. You know, his credit's jacked up. So he's stuck in a place as a 59-year-old man who could never pay off $112,000. But by putting these things in action that are real practical and viable solutions, I hope and pray that that's what's going to make these men more and more grounded and committed to becoming the best dad.
What a great idea. You know, what I would just put to my spirit too, I think this is more of a ministry than anything with you. I think everybody that sees this video, and I think you know, we put out a full podcast in 30s and 60s, and we put out an action guide. I'm going to encourage everybody that sees this to donate to this. Put their money where their mouth is. Put some money out there to help these fathers that got $100,000 out there. Right? Because $5 from a lot of people will make a big difference. And so we're going into season that. And this is important. I also have some political connections I'm going to try to connect you with, because this is important stuff. And so I really appreciate your wisdom in this and all your hard work. And I pray for peace over your loss this last week, that you get your energy and strength, and the Lord gives you some even more profound guidance than he has. And we really thank you for spending the time with us today. Bless you, brother.
Well, John, I thank you for what you're doing. You know, I think sometimes, you know, and I know some of the other work you've done, but whenever you start to expose people, God's people, Americans, and the world to threats, then you become a threat to other people. Right. So it always takes the courage to do the work. So may God grant you the same peace in your family and allow you to thrive. So we can make people know that there is a threat and there's a spiritual warfare, and evil is real, and it comes in all shapes, forms, sizes, and colors. That one day we can look up and say, Lord, thank you for everything you allowed us to do. And so that's my mission. That's my journey, man. And thank you.
Bless you, brother. Have a good Thanksgiving with your family, with all them girls. I imagine that's something. So yes. Have a good one. We really appreciate you sharing your wisdom today.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye. I hope you're blessed with this information. Please like, subscribe, and click on the notification tab to our channel, and we will send you advance notices about upcoming threats to be discussed. Remember to capture the free action guides via our QR code embedded in an episode at the end. As a registered follower of the Worldwide Threat Podcast, you have our permission to download and share every episode and free action guide with your friends, family, and other businesses. Each Thursday, we'll post a new subject for you to consider and discuss. Set your watch to watch and to download the free action guide. Thank you. This is John White, the host of the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Please check out everything we're doing, and blessings to you and your family.